Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is Q&Gay 19. I think we're at 190 episodes.
You're joking.
No.
For real?
190.
We're almost at 200.
Can you believe? I can barely believe.
I can hardly believe it. I'm racking my brain for a belief and I can't find one.
No, I'm beliefless.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's actually insane. Like 200 episodes is insane.
Isn't it crazy that we have 190 episodes and we haven't made a single point? Not one.
That's actually hard to do.
It's impressive.
Like it's we deserve an award for that. It is sexy.
We've been edging the people.
Maybe we'll give you something on 200.
Oh, probably not.
But
watch the space.
We're edging to 200 and then we're extending to 3.
Yeah.
You know,
sure. That's
how it's going to go down. Okay. Well, wherever you're listening, for the Q's and the A's.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to follow or subscribe. I'm really liking the feedback in our reviews lately. People are acknowledging that, like, hey,
five stars.
Yeah, five stars only. They're saying things like, I'm glad my family's safe now, which is important.
Which, if they're reviewing, they're allowed to say that.
They're allowed.
And they're confirmed. The only people that are allowed to say that.
Exactly. So yeah. I think people are finally starting to get it.
Threats work.
But I will say some people are not, because we can see the listens and we can see the reviews and they're not matching up. So please, wherever you're listening, follow, subscribe, five stars only, leave a little review. And lately what I've been doing is I've been screenshotting some of my favorite reviews and sharing them on Instagram. So if you want, you can follow us at I Can Explain Podcast and maybe your review will be shared there. And we appreciate y'all so much. Thank you to our patrons. If you want to become a patron, click the link in the bio at I Can Explain Podcast. Y'all are the best. Can't say it enough. We appreciate you. Love you. And there's also merch there.
All correct. But, look at you.
We should do merch for 200.
We should.
But like, pretend we didn't say that. Buy the merch that's already there.
Yeah. No.
It won't be for another 3 months.
You know what? So true. Me trying to do quick math. I'm like,
four,
10 weeks.
Two and a half months.
Yeah. You haven't had a Breeze quote in, I feel like, 50 episodes. And I think that just means you haven't said anything iconic in 50 episodes.
Honestly, it's not the way that doing all these episodes made me feel like trying so hard to make something. It's the way that you bullying me for almost 200 episodes makes me feel.
Right.
You know, it's not the content. It's the feeling that I leave with that's empty and sad.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah, so true.
It's not how the podcast I listen to, I don't even know how to...
It's not what the podcast is about. It's about...
how they threaten my family and how that makes me feel.
Exactly. Cheese quotes. Yeah.
I feel like Bree's latest quote is like, review us or I'll kill your family.
I've shifted a little bit.
That'd be a good merch for 200.
Oh my gosh, my family's safe. I rated 5 stars, my family's safe. Okay, patrons, go on the Discord and give us ideas of quotes you actually want to see on merch, because I actually think something to do with 5 stars, my family's safe, would be fun.
Yeah. I still think we should. I know nobody's wearing masks anymore, but we really did miss the mark of masks that said mask on, pussy out.
This is a good transition.
But we should still be masking, so maybe we should keep them. We should bring them back.
We should give them a reason to mask, which is wearing a mask that says mask on, pussy out.
Or we should do like thongs and they say mask off, pussy in.
You know what?
Or pussy mask on.
You know what? That is a business mind. Because you said you were ready to pivot. Yeah. You were ready for the plan B. It's okay, fine. We're showing our mouths now. We're gonna put the pussy away. We're just gonna do a quick switch on that. I respect that. That's savvy.
That's showbiz, baby.
That is showbiz. So let us know on Instagram if you would like your pussy to be in or out.
In or out. Mask hopefully
on or
still
off.
On.
Yeah. What's better? What's the best? Or a set, perhaps.
Mask on, pussy mask on.
Both lips are in.
But my lips are sealed. Hillary and Haley Duff.
Signed Hillary and Haley Duff. We just use their names. Just fully. The pictures of them too.
Couples.
But with
could
our
have
faces
matching
on.
Our lips are sealed, just like the song.
I love that.
I think we might get sued for that one.
And then we would just put like Haley on one,
Hillary on the other.
But then everyone's got to fight over who's Hillary because everyone wants to be Hillary.
Yeah, that's true.
So that could create some domestic situations that we don't want to be liable for.
Yeah. Fuck, okay, It'll come with a waiver.
Come with a waiver.
Keep us out of it.
By wearing these, you're taking any liability off
who
of
is
us.
Hillary and Haley Duff.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay, this is a good transition, actually, because there's something I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
It has to do with masks.
Oh.
So
I thought you were going to say it has to do with Hillary and Haley.
I've been just itching to talk about those two. Can you imagine? No. So here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I've got to start by saying, you know, if you listen to this podcast and if you're new here, grow up and learn about it, that we don't yuck other people's yums.
Right.
Okay. We talk openly about how we feel about it, but I'm down if you're into shit, good for you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw something today that truly, I almost threw my fucking phone across the room.
Okay.
Okay. So, but engaged. I feel okay bringing this up because I feel like it's both vulnerable for me to share it.
Always.
While also promoting what I saw, which is, I think, what they want.
Okay.
Okay. Because there's going to be people that are listening that are intrigued and interested in a way that I was most definitely not.
Okay.
And what happened to me today, because I will say it happened to me. Okay. Felt very invasive. Was I was on Instagram trying to mind my own business, trying to not yuck anyone's yum.
Okay.
And I'm scrolling the stories and up pops a fucking pig mask. Okay.
Like from Saw?
No, it's one that was trying to be like sexy, like a sexy
like a pup mask.
But pig.
But pig. Oh.
And then they were wearing lingerie and it was like, it was an ad.
But not like furry pig. Like the leather.
Like leather mask pig.
Oh.
Okay. And here's the thing. If you've listened before, you know that scares me.
Yeah.
Not for them and having sex like that.
The pork industry.
Exactly. What they're doing to pigs these days. Yeah. And I just don't think it's right.
No.
I literally, it startled me.
Right.
Like I was immediately fearful. I looked behind both my shoulders. I was alone in my apartment.
No pigs in sight.
Well,
For now.
Will haunt my fucking dreams. And so this is for an event in Vancouver that's going to be happening called Switch. You can look it up. It's called Switch in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And it's a trans and non-binary centered sex party.
Right.
Okay. Which I think is fantastic. So great to have that space and for those folks to be able to go and feel safe and like both sex and their bodies and their gender and everything else that a lot of sex parties would not be for people
for sure.
That are non-conforming, gender non-conforming. But what the fuck was that? I was fucking terrified.
Haven't you ever just felt like a dirty little pig though?
No.
I assume that's the vibe.
No.
Or people are really into like Three Little Pigs cosplay. Like, do you have a straw house? Do you have a brick house? Do you have a stick house?
Here's the thing. I've got to show you.
You can come blow me over. I think that's the, you know?
Okay. So if
I'm
they're doing
to get
that,
it now.
If they're doing that, I want the commitment. And what the commitment needs to be is there needs to be a miniature straw house, a miniature brick house, a miniature like
dick house.
Then they have to have those options.
Yeah.
Because I need the storyline.
Which one are we blown over?
In order to get off, I need the storyline. I can't just do it with the outfit. It needs to be like a walk through Bethlehem, but a walk through the pig pen, if you will. And there needs to be a tale happening.
A big bad wolf, the whole thing.
And at the end, I fuck a pig and that's fine. But I need the build up.
Yeah.
I need
you gotta
the build
up. You got to knock on all three doors.
Exactly.
Totally.
Exactly.
I get it.
So this event, let me give everyone who's interested, look at this. Is that scaring you? Or are you into it?
It doesn't scare me. I kind of like that it's a little Halloween-y. It does kind of give me slight like reindeer vibes though.
Oh.
It's a little Christmas leaning.
So you're a little confused. You're like, what animal am I looking at? Am I getting in the jolly
spirit?
Or is this
Halloween horny or is this Christmas horny?
Very different.
Very
things.
Different.
Very different.
It is the season for only one of them.
So, okay, so this is the poster.
Oh, I kind of like it.
Okay, well, you should go and you should enjoy. But so for those of you listening, if you would like to go,
yeah,
it's, they have an Instagram I'm seeing now at Switch Party Vancouver. It's happening October 28th. So Halloween-y vibes. Incredible lineup.
The person like in the trailer looks like they're having the time of their life. Being a slutty little pig.
I think that they're gonna come kill me. Like, that's the vibe I'm getting. I'm looking
for my big bad wolf. So let's do this.
You know what? This is coming from someone, to be fair, that got the rating of Michael Scott.
True.
As my, yeah, as my kinkiness. You've been
making
score.
Your way out of the trenches.
So I understand that this is very much not for me.
You know what I think it is as well for you?
Not
though?
Targeted towards me.
I think it's the style of mask. I don't think you like that's that kind of leather structure mask. I think if it was a furry pig, you would be 10 out of 10 horny.
Oh my God, I'd be slipping and sliding.
Covered in mud.
Holy
pig
shit,
pen.
Bitch. I'd be getting those tickets so fast. Miss Piggy, here I come. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the type of mask. Type. Anyway, what's weird, I like the leather from here down.
You
the
want
neck
furry,
down.
Leather down.
Okay, well, jokes aside, I'd prefer nothing up.
Right.
You know, but that type
furry
of
down.
But furry down, exactly.
You want human head, pig body. I'm getting it.
Exactly. It's just the reverse of what I was looking for, really. But it's just that type of mask. Something must have happened to me. I'm scared of it. Like, it actually instills fear.
Yeah.
Like, if I walked into an event and I saw someone with that type of mask, the same thing happens at Pride with, like, puppy play and stuff. I get this, like, this serious flight instinct that I need to run as far as I can, or they're going to blow my fucking house down. I tell you, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Okay, anyways, I have something else to share before we get going into the Q&A.
Okay.
The viewers are going to lose it with this one.
Oh, no.
The listeners.
Oh, gosh.
They think they might know what's coming.
Do I know what's coming?
No.
Okay.
I need to let everyone know who's listening that before we started this, I said, Sean, I've got a really good story. And Sean said, I'm scared.
I am scared.
Because he said that he's always embarrassed by
I'm
my
just
stories.
A quaking little piggy.
Oh, fuck this. Okay, get your tickets for October 28th. Go have fun and then report back. This is business now because we need you to dress like a pig, half furry, half leather, and then you go and you see what gets a better response.
Do like Street Squad as well.
Exactly.
Interview people.
But it needs to be anonymous. Like, no one can know who these people are.
If there is,
I also
not
think you're not allowed any cameras or microphones. But what you could do is you could bring a typewriter and you could just type it out.
What are you going to do? Take my typewriter away? No. If there's not mud wrestling at this, I feel like it's a lost opportunity.
It's a scam if there's not mud wrestling. Yeah. Absolute scam. You can't tell me you don't see that promo and
I'm
assume
immediate mud wrestle competition.
Mud wrestling. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So tell me your story.
Okay. So my story is, for those of you who don't know, I just got back from Dinah Shore. That's why we didn't have a video last week.
Yeah.
Or a fucking podcast. What are we doing here?
This
podcast. I go away for a week. I don't know what's up and what's down. So much fun. Best time ever. If you can get to Dinah Shore sometime in your life, please go. It's the best time ever. That's all I'll say on that. I've got tons of content coming out. I'm going to post my first YouTube vlog in a long time.
I know.
The Dinah Shore vlog. It was just too good. I needed to vlog it, and I think it's going to be a fun vlog. But anyways, while I'm down there, I met hundreds of people, right? Which is really cool because I got to meet so many people from across the country, around the world, Australia, all over the place. People that listen to our podcast, people that follow me on other platforms and just chatting with them and everything else. One day I'm by the pool, okay? And these three people come up. Okay?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
You fucking should be. You fucking should be, okay? And one of them's like, hey, like, I love your stuff. Nice to meet you. We're chatting. Oh, I like whatever. Their friend says, oh, yeah. And they really love your podcast. They talk about it all the time. And because they suggested it, I actually just started listening. I was like, that's so awesome. Then the third person, I say, oh, and what's your name? I go to shake their hand. Their name is Freedom.
Like their actual name or like it's
well
the
their
freedom.
Name that's what they said their name's Freedom. And Sean, when I tell you, my jaw,
like, did they mean it as in they were the Freedom?
I couldn't tell. And there's no way for like, me how do you to spell ask that? Are on there the a, spot.
Is there a three in there?
So I literally, they said, you know, I'm getting Madison's, I'm getting, you know, whatever's all day.
Oh my God.
Ashley's, Jennifer's, whatever. Freedom. What are the fucking odds? And this is a group of people that apparently listen to the podcast. I am so thrown off guard by this. And they were so sweet and wonderful that I was like, this can't be Freedom.
I think maybe their name is just Freedom.
But what are the odds
that
their name is Freedom and they listen to the podcast? Like, how many freedoms do we have?
That's like meeting like a serial killer, like
face to face.
The lore of Freedom in this podcast and then to meet such a nefarious character.
Seriously.
One on one.
But the thing is, I'll never know if they were the Freedom or if their name was just Freedom.
Wow.
Because I'm looking eye to eye with my nemesis.
Potentially. Yeah.
But they're the sweetest, most wonderful person. Like they say, never meet your heroes. Well, you meet your enemies and then you like them apparently because they
become your heroes.
They become your, seriously, transformed. I was like team Freedom. But then I was like, I've seen you behind the scenes if this is you, but there's no way for me to ask because I'm looking them in the eye. Do you in that moment go,
do you actually hate me?
Are you the Freedom?
Are you the Freedom?
Do you think that we never get to the point and stay on topic? Or do you actually like this podcast? I can't do that.
That is.
So I just let it roll, Freedom. And it stuck with me. Every time I spotted them, I thought, is that the Freedom?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'll ever know unless they're listening. So if you are listening and you're the Freedom that I met at Dinah and or the freedom, please slide into the DMs. Because
if you're the Freedom, you can just say, hey, it wasn't me. But I don't think the Freedom would, because then we'll know who the Freedom is.
But I think, you know what, at this point, they are so...
I'm scared that Freedom has become... more than a person. I'm scared that Freedom has become a movement.
I agree.
A lifestyle.
Exactly.
An idea.
Exactly. Absolutely. So that's what I'm saying. They've got enough power behind them now. I feel like they could slide into our DMs without anonymous fear. Yeah. They could just let us know. Let us know. Reveal yourself.
We are Freedom.
We are Freedom.
Scary.
And they're in a pig mask. Terrifying.
Like the anonymous mask.
It's a pig. Anyways, so it's very possible that I met Freedom.
Oh my gosh.
Because you know what? This isn't like a Claire. You know what
no,
I mean?
No.
This isn't like a Lauren.
Yeah.
This isn't like, oh, it's very likely that this person is not that person. How many Freedoms are there?
Too many at this point because they're a movement.
That's true. Maybe they're just all calling themselves Freedom.
I know.
So it's impossible to track. Because there's so many of
them. There's so many haters.
And then what they do is they pretend to like our podcast, but they all hate it. So that they have like a secret society.
Wow.
Oh my God.
We can't leave the house ever. You need to stop going to those events. You're too out in the open. We need to have security for you.
Seriously. No. So it was both wonderful to meet them because they were very fantastic and terrifying. Because I was like,
the secrets that they could hold behind the screen.
Exactly. Yeah. So
the darkness in their heart.
We need the truth. We need answers.
Yeah.
And this is a call out to Freedom or Freedoms to let us know in the DMs. We promise we come in peace. We just want to get to the bottom of this.
Yes, definitely.
Should we answer some questions?
Let's A the shit out of some Qs.
Hell yeah. Watch, we'll go and they'll like be like, no questions for us. People are over us. They're like, it's been like 190 episodes.
We know everything
we've
about
had a
you.
Fucking enough. Like, honestly, like, free us.
Free us. Free us for
I'm
freedom.
So scared. I'm so scared. Okay, someone said, which is rude, honestly. Why is Brie not verified? I fucking agree. And actually, I want to talk about this.
Do we have to?
I know why. I know certain people that have gotten verified because their followers care enough about them to make a Wikipedia page.
Oh, okay.
And once you have a Wikipedia page, because you can't just create one for yourself.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't investigated too deep into it.
Sure, you
but
could.
I'm also lazy enough. Someone else needs to do it for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think they have ways. I think you can't make one yourself.
The whole thing is that Wikipedia is all like user created.
Okay, well, I'm too old.
They're always
to understand
asking
this.
For fucking money. Of course, they're.
I'm too old to understand. Oh, okay. I don't know how it goes. I went one time to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I thought
you wikied the Pedia,
and then nothing happened from it.
Okay, so you.
So,
need...
anyways, I need people out there, the opposite of the freedom movement, to make me a Wikipedia page, so that I can send that and get verified.
Who do you send it to?
Instagram. And you'd be like, yo, see, I've
Mr.
got a Wikipedia.
Instagram.
Yeah, Mr. Instagram, listen the fuck up. I have a Wikipedia page that I made for myself in a burner account, and I'm going to need you to get me verified. Because the people are out there on the Wikipedia.
Something tells me, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, something tells me it requires more than a Wikipedia page, because if it was just a Wikipedia page, we would have Wikipedia pages for every
fucking
Sally.
It's harder than you think. That's what I'm saying. That's what you think.
Well, maybe everybody thinks it's harder than it is.
Seriously, if I don't have a Wikipedia page, the fact that I have a WikiFeet page and I don't have a Wikipedia page, people are jacking off to my feet for free out there.
But not learning about my early life.
Seriously, they're giving me no goddamn respect, not helping me get verified. Believe it or not, you send WikiFeet to Instagram, doesn't work the same way. So,
you get blocked.
Yeah. So if anyone out there could go and help me, that would be great. That's all I'll say on that. Also, if you work for Instagram, verify me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mark Zuckerberg, he owns it right now. Isn't it like part of
I think
of
he's
the,
listening,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, he owns who he is.
Meta yeah. or whatever.
Do it. Make her a page.
Do it, Mark.
Don't even verify her. Make her the Wikipedia page and then verify
the home page of Wikipedia.
Mark Zuckerberg is like Brianne Williamson.
Getting it done.
Discography, none. Filmography, which show?
Which show? The Motherland Fort Salem people That's are rolling. Which show? See, this is why you don't start a podcast with a gay man. I'm just saying. This is exactly.
Hey, I knew it was about
exactly
witches.
I was on.
I'm engaged.
Oh my god.
Hey Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Okay, we need to learn about how to use technology one of these days.
Maybe you could look that up on a Wikipedia page.
learned about technology.
Yeah.
2032. I finally like have to in order to like eat breakfast.
Yeah.
To get my like breakfast machine to work. I'm assuming that's what is going to happen in 2032. Okay. Elizabeth Swann from Pirates of the Caribbean. No question. Agreed. Agreed.
Period.
Like that.
Facts.
That's honestly. Facts. Did your balls just drop? Honestly.
They're literally rolling right on the floor right now. They spill.
That checks out.
Yeah.
I totally get that. Which one of you smells better? Probably you. I feel like you have a nice fragrance collection.
Thank you. I will say, mm-hmm. I don't think you smell good. No, I'm kidding. You're not a big fragrance person. You always smell like good and clean, but yeah. You're never like,
I think that's the type of fragrances that I wear.
Good and clean.
Good and clean.
Yeah.
Like showering. I like that kind of fragrance. Yeah. Yeah.
But you're not like, you
actually
know,
one of the fragrances I have is called Clean. It kind of smells like laundry. You're like, you know what? I also have a problem. Fragrances don't stick on me. I like fragrances and they don't stick on me.
That porous skin.
Is that what it is? Because I like will put on fragrance and then like half an hour later, I smell like a fucking grandma. And then half an hour, like I dump this shit all over me.
You're like, I cover myself in a gallon of bath. Seriously. And Body Works. Hour spray, later. Gone.
Nothing.
Interesting.
So I don't know, but you always smell good. You always like a scent to you.
You smell good, but you're not like, it's not like you don't have a signature scent or anything, you know?
Yeah, I would agree. You don't
smell bad, which I feel like is half the battle. Maybe three quarters of the battle.
True. Is it true that lesbians love hummus?
Who doesn't love hummus?
Yeah, hummus
is like
great.
I feel like hummus is pretty queer.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Top tier.
Yeah. Top queer.
Someone asked if you had to wear a pair of Crocs, what color would they be?
Probably black. They'd probably be black, but I'd get the platform ones.
Okay, you can't hate on fucking Crocs as hard as you do and then just go straight to platform Crocs.
I can literally do whatever I want.
No, you can't, because you know what? I disagree with the people that say among friends that you shouldn't try and bar people from footwear. And I would bar you from that because you don't get to not support the Croc community in the way that you did.
Right.
And then just try and show up in your showy Crocs and be like this showboat with your platform Crocs. You have to start at the bottom and you have to work your way up.
I feel like all Crocs are showy because they're such.
No, but you're trying to be leader of the Crocs.
I'm trying to be slay. Okay.
Yeah. So you can't just come in and be leader of the Crocs. We've right. all been like paving the way, putting in work, getting our steps in. Slowly. And then you just come in your fucking platforms thinking you own the place.
Well, okay. Well, they would be black and then they would also be black because they would be charred as I burn them off my own feet.
The fact that we have like three Croc color questions too is hilarious.
Oh, it's
to me.
Because in the question.
Oh,
I
did
said,
you ask about
I said,
Crocs?
Ask okay. questions about us being queer, the podcast, Crocs, etc.
Okay.
So I think there's probably going to be about 50% Croc questions.
You gave them the prompt.
Yeah.
This is a
it was
loaded
a test,
question.
By the way. I'm screenshotting all the accounts that ask about blocked. Crocs.
This is a little
families located.
Oh my god. Are you content with where you're at in life currently?
No, of course not.
Not even a pause.
I didn't even let you finish the question. I would say I'm decently content.
Yeah.
In some way. I have been having a lot of existential dread recently with the world imploding. And I'm like, is it even possible to be content in this world that...
Are you still trying to find solutions, like digging deeper?
Or? We are actively working on it. Yeah. The Stupid People community are working on it.
Yeah.
And we will get back to you with our research.
Okay, perfect. Looking forward to it.
We're currently trying to tackle this hurricane and things like that. It's been quite a doozy for stupid people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit's going down, honestly.
Yeah, so it's hard. I literally was talking to my boss about this, which is funny because he pays me. And I was like, I think we're all going to die soon.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, God. He's like, I'm Sean supporting mental illness.
That cheer into the office atmosphere.
Office jazz. Yeah. It's, okay. That's, I am.
Okay, about you personally, like where you're at.
That's, I am content where I am at. But then I am like, is there real being content in this world?
You know what? I think I'm working harder at being a content person because I feel like it's very clear that I have a nature of always like extending the carrot.
Right.
And
I don't know what that means.
Achieves,
but...
like, you know, like the, you move the carrot forward.
Whose carrot?
Okay, it's an old saying that they used to when they tried to get like mules or something to go, they'd hang a carrot in front of them. So they were always moving forward trying to get to that carrot.
I was picturing I was eating a carrot and it was just getting actively longer.
What the fuck?
Like I couldn't get to the end of the carrot.
No.
Like I wanted
I guess a similar thought, but in this scenario, you're never getting to the carrot because you keep moving the carrot farther.
Right.
So it's like you're never reaping the benefits of your success or anything you're working towards.
Okay.
And I feel like up until maybe even this year, that's how I was. Like I would get a certain milestone or a certain goal achieved. And I'd be like, but I want to do this. Where's the next thing? What's the bigger thing? What's the next milestone? Whatever it may be. And I think that that has unfortunately helped me succeed in a toxic way.
For sure.
Like it's a great way to continue to be a workaholic and get shit done. And I think the reason I've succeeded at a lot of things is because I have that nature.
Yeah.
But it's not a way to live.
You know what? I could be wrong in this, but you know what I feel like probably also has changed your perspective a little bit in terms of the carrot and where it is located and trying to catch it.
Yeah.
I feel like your sister having a baby has changed things for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you see that?
I'm curious. Just feel like you're a little less like insane. Like I feel like it's, I feel like it's like grounded you on something else besides like work.
That's true.
You know,
that's true. I think that it has been like a stabilizer in the sense that I've always considered family to be my most important thing, but it's easy to just be like, oh yeah, I'll see them for family dinner. I'll see them, whatever.
Yeah.
But I've made such a conscious effort of seeing that baby who I fucking love so much, like at least a couple times a week, that it's really like made me take a pause.
Yeah.
And then when I'm with her, I'm holding her and I'm not on my phone. I'm not working. I'm taking time. So I think that is very true. It's like weirdly therapeutic to me.
Just I have also, a baby. It's that easy.
I also love the nature. Well, no, the reason it's easy is because I don't have the baby. So I had to leave.
I know.
I'm like, this is cute. Thanks for the 3 hours. Now I'm out back to workaholicville. So yeah, I think that's definitely been nice. But I also think like in the last year, I've really tried to make a conscious effort of not only writing down goals, but like writing down achievements. That's something I've actually tangibly done in like a notebook where it's not just like, what do I want to do next? It's like, oh, I'm so grateful and appreciative that I have this, that I completed this. I'm proud of myself for this. And just, it sounds like all like kind of wishy-washy, but it actually does work for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think I've worked on that. And I think because of that, I'm much more content with where I'm at in my life.
That's good.
That said, there's still a bazillion things that I want to achieve.
There's always room for growth.
And I want more right now. So I don't think I've fully been cleansed.
Want more!
Give me more. Give me more. Yeah. So.
It's giving Britney.
give me more. Okay. Sorry, I'm reading some of these questions and some of them are so funny. Someone said he's a 10 but he wears Crocs at Sean.
1 0
No, okay, you actually go on a first date with someone, let's say, and they're wearing Crocs.
See, here's the thing. I feel like people are making me out to be this horrible villain for somebody who wears, or for the Croc community.
Well, you are.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. But if I went on a date with somebody who wore Crocs, I honestly don't know what I would think because I hate Crocs, but I'm also like, they are just shoes at the end of the day.
Yeah, like...
But I do think... I don't know. It would be a bold choice for a first date.
Depending on where you're going. What if you're going to like the gardening store?
Is this the first date that I would go on anyways?
I love this person because clearly they are a true gaber because their question is, are you doing a fall episode? fall. Let's talk about fall.
They know how much I love a seasonal episode.
They know. They know. Love
it. So you probably.
It's been a minute since Sean suggested fucking spring or summer or fall.
Universal experiences, Brie.
Oh my God. People are still recovering from spring, okay?
People are still recovering from they're not that into you.
That was a fantastic episode. You know what? That was. You have to admit it.
I say a podcast title and theme that's like pretty tangible. And you're like, what if we talk about that feeling that you get when you see somebody walking by you and it's like you're thinking, it's like just the randomest shit.
This is what my therapist told me. They're like, sometimes what you have to realize is the reason that you are getting a lack of communication from other people is because your communication style is so, what was the word she used?
Chaotic.
Mm-hmm. That, like, to me, it makes complete sense. I'll say like 20 words.
You're like that kid.
Metaphors.
That's that meme that's like, have you ever had a dream that you did? And then you finish your sentence and you look and the other person's like,
what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Whereas the other person would like say what I said in a sentence.
Yeah.
It takes me like half an hour because I feel like in that half an hour, I'm thoroughly explaining myself, but no one's understood anything.
You've never not once thoroughly explained yourself.
And we're almost at 200 episodes. Can you believe it? Oh my God.
I told you we haven't made a single point.
Someone said to you, what's it like being the most hated person on... Oh, actually, this is to both of us. What's it like being the most hated people on the internet?
Oh, that's actually not true. There are so many more hated people than us.
Are there?
But
like three or something. There's like a few out there.
I would say we're like top five. We are trying to get top three. So like, comment, subscribe.
I think maybe I'm delusional. I think people love us.
I think so too. I would say right now I might be number one hated on the online croc community.
That's true.
I would say I am enemy numero uno.
I would agree with that. You're right.
On the internet, that seems a little.
Although someone, I did that post on Instagram about crocs.
Yeah.
And someone was in the comments letting us know that their family member was injured due to crocs.
And I said, see?
The drama.
The addiction is harming the ones you love.
Is literally out there trying to snap necks.
Snapping ankles, left, right, breaking legs. And so, my question is it worth it?
I had to ask myself, can I support a company that's out here
brazenly
snapping bones?
Mothers' ankles.
You know what? I think I need more information. Like, did that person rate us 5 stars? Or were the Crocs just doing the job for us?
Right. Were the Crocs a byproduct?
You know, we did say we'd come for your family.
Yeah.
But if they've raided, then I agree. Lawsuit material.
For sure.
You know, there's more information that I need.
I think we really need to start putting safety first. And
the
Crocs.
Is this person fucking crazy? They said, Brie, would you carry a baby for Sean? Absolutely not.
Why would you think that I would want
I don't know.
A baby.
But also, like, I think that's like such a sweet and like
selfless
thing.
Would you carry a baby
thing?
For me? Like,
I wouldn't for anybody.
No, like if
for myself,
I had
I'm
a baby on my person and I needed to like tie my shoes or something, like, would you carry it then?
Depends on the scenario.
Depends on the baby.
Exactly. Again, yeah. I need more information. Yeah. This is lacking context. No, I think those people are the kindest, most wonderful people in the world. Like, I see things about people like, oh, my sister was unable to carry it for whatever reason, so like I carried for her. And I see those like things on TikTok and I'm like, what a beautiful, wonderful person that I would never and could never be.
For sure.
9 months of my life. Do you know what a fucking commitment that is? What your body goes through.
Awful.
Interrupting my work schedule.
I don't want kids, so.
Are you sure on that now? I thought you said you were maybe before.
Well, the world's going to be over in like 5 years, so. Seems a little unfair.
Seems like kind of great. Oh, you're one of those that's like, don't have kids because then you bring them into this dying world.
I've always been that.
Oh, you've always been that.
And I
okay.
also love money. So it's a pretty 1-2
combo. Oh, yeah. The combination of both. Like, if you like money in any way. I mean, I do, but I'm willing to spend it on a baby.
Yes.
Whereas, like, some people, not. And that's so cool. You're going to have so much more money because of it. Let me fucking tell you.
So true.
Shit's expensive.
I know.
It's like disgustingly expensive.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it.
Because I'm like, okay, kids are expensive, but you know what else is expensive that I might get the same amount of joy out of?
What?
Like a Tesla or something. And like, right. I get the kids take care of you in old age. First of all, will we make it to old age? Probably not. And soon enough, the Tesla will also probably take care of me
in
old age.
Are you still team Tesla?
No, I'm not. Because I actually hate Elon Musk. And they're, I was reading this giant article about how there's like, all these Teslas are just like filled with water.
Yes, there's this crazy Tesla stuff going down right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. It was more the idea
it's the
of a
idea.
Tesla.
It's the concept. I and just, you've discussed yeah. Teslas before. Yeah. Okay.
But no, I am not team Tesla. Elon Musk is a piece of shit.
I agree. And on that note, we have a beautiful shout out to give, actually, which is why it's a funny transition. I think this person, I don't know if they want to be named, so I won't, but I think this person's so sweet because I love when people do stuff like this for people because it's so selfless.
Okay.
This person said, can you give a shout out to Alicia who just got engaged to her girlfriend, Tiffany?
Oh my God.
So
cute.
Shout out to Alicia and Tiffany who are engaged.
Congratulations.
Now fiancés. And again, we need more information. I'm going to need
is it
Alicia.
The Tiffany's, like Tiffany and Co.
The company. Yeah. Now that's an engagement that,
that
I can
I'm
get
willing
behind
to engage.
Because that's your type of engagement.
Yeah.
You might, Alicia, watch your back.
I'm
John's
coming. For Tiffany and Co.
No, Alicia and Tiffany, we need you in our DMs. We need more information for this because we love a gayborhood engagement.
Engagement, totally.
Congratulations. And so sweet of your friend to write in for you. That's so nice of them. Anyways, do you like sparkling water and is it gay?
Sparkling water is inherently queer, yes. Mm-hmm. And it is better than flat water, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But also, would you say there's a time and place?
No.
Oh, you are always team sparkling.
Yeah. I think the only place that I could think about it being bad mm-hmm. is somewhere that I didn't have access to make it like cooler. Like I think that lukewarm or room temperature flat water is much more palatable than lukewarm or room temperature sparkling water.
Okay, so hear me out. You're working out.
That's what I was going to say. And working out, I think sparkling water. Here's the thing, though. I think flat water is better for working out. But is that only because I haven't drank sparkling water while working out?
Maybe it's giving you more oxygen.
What if I drink sparkling water while working out and I feel invigorated and bubbly?
It seems like too big of a risk.
I'm willing to take it.
You know what? One thing about you, you're brave.
I am brave.
You are.
I love doing anything in the name of science.
Going to the pig party?
I thought you were going to say like the moon.
No, we're going to start with the pig party.
And then the pig party on the moon.
With your typewriter.
Yeah.
And then drinking sparkling water while
yeah,
working
at
out.
The gym.
It doesn't stop. Like the research, you are hitting these streets researching for.
Nobody's doing it like me these
the
days.
The gayers. And I really appreciate it. I'm also not joking you. I'm going to need you to go to the pig party.
I might.
And I just need you to tell the story, just your story. Like we don't need to hear anyone else's. I just want yours.
Yeah.
And I want to know what you wore. I want to know if you had a nice time. I want to know what house you chose, the straw, the brick.
Oh, I was like, is this Harry Potter themed as well?
You get a
at the pig
hat.
Party, were you Gryffindor?
Yeah. It does seem kind of classist, right? If they have like houses that
totally.
Are like the straw house and the brick house.
Yeah, it's a little elitist.
It is.
Yeah.
Like do they draw the houses out of a hat?
I would hope so.
Or is it like you come in and based on how scary your pig mask is,
they put you
I don't know. In a house?
These are the things that I'll have to find out.
These are the
out.
Things yeah. that you're going to have to get. I also want to know, this is actually a very important question.
Okay.
On the poster, it just says, come in something pink.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to know how many people go the pig route. Or if,
they're leaning pig.
You know, they're very much leaning pig.
Yeah, it seems very pig-centric.
And I need to know more. I need to know if you don't go as a pig, if you're kind of out, or if you do go as a pig, if it's kind of a cop-out, like you didn't think.
I feel like it's
enough.
More like everyone there is a pig, you know?
Right.
I think it's the state of mind.
It's the state of mind.
Yeah.
But then what would you wear that's pink other than pig? Just like pink leather, pink lingerie. Like, what would you, what would you choose?
I think I would go full pig.
Leather or furry?
I think leather, because I'm not scared of it.
Okay. So we've got to get you a pig, a leather hat.
We got to start searching.
I don't think it's...
We need you in a top hat. So
we're going to have to find a hat, is what I'm hearing from you. And let me tell you, if you end up at Switch and you see a little pig top hat walk in...
That's me, baby.
Sean's arrived. So you can leave immediately if you'd like. All right. Well, this was a fun episode. Yeah, I feel like we
so hit many Q's A'd.
So many A's, just really just summed up, closure,
points
put a bow
made
on it, points made, lots learned.
Lots learned.
So much education.
So much research done.
Yep. And yeah, I think we should try and see if we could even get you like a little meet and greet at the big
You are. I think you secretly want to come to the big
like
party.
A pig pen set up for you.
The pig pen. Yeah.
And it's like they go in and you're in your pen and it's like a petting zoo, and but it's you.
Right. This sounds not like something I would enjoy.
You want to be the petter?
I don't know. I will find out at the,
okay,
the big
fine
party.
Okay. Stay tuned for more, folks. I'm on the edge of my seat. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, rate us 5 stars and 5 stars only. Leave a little review. It's really lazy when you just do the 5 stars and you're not writing great things about us underneath. So it's just kind of rude. Also follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood. That was a perfect little swoosh.